Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Okay, y'all, today's episode is going to be about how a narcissist can sense it, like the sixth sense. Like, you know, they can sense it when you're pulling them away. They can sense it when you're about to leave them and things like that. I can say we because I've experienced the exact same thing right here. You know, it's kind of like the sixth sense. First of all, shout out to Incarnated Love for the shirt. But it's literally like the sixth sense. It's like, I see unhappy people. I see undervalued people. I see people I'm treating horribly that are about to leave me. So sometimes when this sixth sense kicks in, they'll love bomb you. I know a lot of people tell you the love bombing phase comes at the beginning of a relationship, which is absolutely true with narcissists, but there are other love bombing phases that go on as well. It's not something, a lot of times in these toxic relationships, it's not just one love bomb. There are multiple love bombs that go into this type of thing right here. You mean, like, literally, there are multiple love bombs that go into this type of relationship dynamic and things like that. You know, if you just look at it, you listen to it, and you see it, you understand the dynamic. Like, the personal story, you know what I mean? When my wife had left, 2022? She had left, like, March, April of 2020, right before the pandemic kicked in. I think we got a stay-at-home order, and then, like, she did not stay at home. She left, you know. Roy Cooper in North Carolina issued the stay-at-home order because of COVID. And let me tell you what, she did not stay at home. Her ass left. She violated. I should have called the police on her. You know what I mean? I'm literally joking. Like, she did not stay at home. I know y'all ordered everybody to stay at home. My wife did not stay at home. She left. She moved out. So I need you to get it back. But seriously, all jokes aside, but I say some stupid stuff. I'm sorry. But seriously, like, I could sense it, y'all. The day she left, I remember specifically, I was taking my oldest son home, and she was in the kitchen, and she was, like, washing dishes. And I looked at her. She looked at me, you know, kind of make eye contact. And I could sense that she was unhappy. I really could sense it. And I was like, you know what she needs right now? She needs a hug and a kiss right now from her husband. You know what I mean? I just felt like we weren't connected anyway. We weren't talking. There was no communication. There was no intimacy. There was no nothing. We were just like roommates raising kids together. You know what I mean? So I was just like, I looked at her. She looked at me. And I wanted to hug her. Like, part of me wanted to hug her. I was just like, she is so unhappy right now. I could sense her energy. You know what I mean? But then I was just like, the narcissistic part of me, he's like, nope, she doesn't need a hug. We can handle that when we get back. That's always later. You know, most narcissists don't think you're going to leave them. You know what I mean? But I knew, like I said, when I got back, she was gone. Bam! I was like, damn, I knew I should have hugged her. So there's the argument within myself right there. You know, I knew it. I knew I should have hugged her. You know what I mean? But who wins when you're arguing with yourself? You know what I mean? Go back to the Lord of the Rings when Sméagol was having that argument with himself. He was talking junk to himself. He's like, nobody likes you. You don't have any friends. He's like, not listening. That dynamic right there. But a lot of, I know she ended up leaving, but I could sense it. I could sense that she was unhappy. A lot of narcissistic people will sense that, some of them will sense that you're unhappy and jump into action to keep you there. They can feel it. They can sense it. So they'll love bomb you. Instead of hugging and kiss, I'm like, hey, look, girl, let's go. I'm gonna drop my son off, and we're gonna come back, and we're gonna hop on a plane somewhere. We're gonna take a trip somewhere. We're gonna drive somewhere immediately. Hey, you want to go shopping and get that bag? They'll love buying you with gifts and physical stuff. You mean they might clap the cheeks or whatever. You mean they might put the cheeks on you, whatever. They sense it. They'll love bomb you in the middle of a relationship, which causes problems. Because, like, if you are an empath or a codependent, whoever you are dealing with a narcissist, you might have already made your mind up to leave. You're like, okay, I'm out of here. You made that type of stuff right there. And then all of a sudden you done told everybody your plan. Y'all done, you got everything set up. And then they sense it. They get sixth sense it. Or somebody tells them sometimes, you know what I mean? Not necessarily sixth sense that they read your text message or something. And they just love bomb you. And then you call your plan off. And then the love bombing stops right back to normal. And then your friends don't want to help you anymore because they had already planned and took off work and stuff like that. Now you're stuck. You see? They can see, I'm just telling you, they can sense it when you're pulling away from them. It's like, I could sense, like, my wife left. I'm telling y'all, I could sense it. It was not like, was I shocked?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When she was gone, I came home. Yeah, I was shocked, but I still knew. But part of me knew it. I was like, "Yeah, I got it." You mean, yeah, I understand the dynamics and stuff like that. You mean, I understand the dynamics. I understand how that works and stuff like that. So you see it, you feel it, you understand the dynamics. Like, if you like, this is me telling you, if you are planning on leaving this person, if you've given them multiple chances and things like that, be prepared for a love bomb, especially if you tell them you're leaving. Sometimes it's dangerous to tell them that you're leaving, first of all. But if you tell them that you're leaving and you give them a date and a time, you might get love bombed. You very well might get love bombed. I talked to a woman other day on Zoom, and she was just like, yeah, I caught my husband cheating, and I told him I was moving out next week, and every day he's been blowing my phone up. He's sending me flowers. He's been doing this. He's doing that. You know, caught him cheating and all this other stuff. Like, literally caught him cheating. And he started blowing her phone up, kissy faces, trying to sleep with her. You know, I guess you know what can heal this? You know what, honey? I got a gift for you. And she comes home and the gift, like, he's right there just got a chef's apron on, just ready to clap some cheeks. Like, I got a gift. They think that sex will actually heal your relationship. And sometimes it will heal y'all, and y'all just stay because y'all get your cheeks clapped. Blows my mind. But the way the dynamic goes, yeah, they'll love bomb you. Like, he was going over the top, buying her gifts, going to top, telling her everything that she wanted to hear, promising to change, promising to do this, promising to do that. You know what I mean? But he's love bombing her because he knew that she was leaving. She had put an expiration date on their relationship, and she was like, and he knew he had to jump. If he didn't jump into action, that he was going to get caught up and things like that. He was going to get caught up and he was going to get left, and he'd be end up by himself. He didn't want to end up by himself. So that's the dynamic. That's what that's the problem he faced right there. You know what I mean? And a lot of narcissists and toxic people will absolutely narcissistic robot has to reboot. Yeah. I'm back. But seriously, y'all. Y'all be surprised when I was in Austin, Texas this past weekend how many people bought up the narcissistic robot reboot. And I didn't think y'all liked that much. It's just funny. Like, I love when you do the reboot. Oh, God! My memories. Kicking in, sorry y'all. I just had a memory I did not like. But what was that? The reboots. I rebooted and I cleared my memory just now. I formatted my memory disk right there. But yeah, they'll love bomb you in the middle of a relationship, y'all. I'm just telling you, just be prepared for the love bomb. Watch out for the love bombs. I actually got a song coming out called Love Bombs. I'm not singing. My cousin he's a good artist. It's coming out, it's gonna be fire. But that's the way things go, y'all. So if you're dealing with narcissists and toxic people, understand this is part of the dynamic that you're going to be dealing with, honestly, y'all. Like, just because, you know, they sense that you're leaving doesn't mean that they'll just give up and let you go. You can tell them that you're leaving. You can move. Even if you move out, they'll love bomb you. They'll try to get you back. They'll promise therapy. They'll promise change. You know, they always say, you know, people always say to, like, you never know what you have until you lose it. How do you lose it? You knew what you had and you let it go. You knew what you had and you neglected it. You knew what you had and you just didn't treat it well. You knew you had this beautiful flower. You didn't put it in the sun. You didn't water it. And you surprised it wilted and died. Come on now. But now you want to water it. Now you show up to the plant that's dead. Now you show up to the plant with like a 6 gallons of water and like the sun in your pocket. You mean, you got a pocket sun. You know what I mean? You're trying to, you know, it's too late. Don't let them water you. You are a beautiful flower and you've been wilting in this relationship dynamic. Don't let them water you now. You know, don't let them water you now. Why would they water you now? You're already, you know, that part of you that's attached to them, that root that was connected to them has died. Don't let them water it now. I'm just telling you, that's the way the mindset of a lot of narcissists and toxic people go, y'all. They'll love bomb you. They can sense it and they'll turn into, look, they can sense that when you're leaving sometimes, even if you don't tell them, and then they'll just like turn back into the person you fell in love with. And which makes it harder for you to leave. I'm just telling you. I don't tell everybody like, leave. You tell everybody to leave. Why do I tell everybody? I don't tell everybody to leave. I tell you, hey, if that's your decision, if you want to leave, if it's that bad for you enough to leave, for you to consider leaving, then it's time to dip. And be safe about it. Don't just, I'm just going to leave. No, be safe. Be as safe as humanly possible. Because I'm just telling you, some of these people will take you out of here. They will send you to meet God. You mean? But anyways, let me hop off this thing, y'all. I thank y'all so much for tuning in. Like I said, we had a good time Austin, Texas last weekend. Toronto, Canada is up next, 11/19/2022, November 19th. We've been in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. My first trip to Canada. So if y'all in the area in Canada, hit me up. Get registered at NARC Avengers, NARCAvengers.com/Toronto. And I'll see y'all there. Thank y'all for tuning in. Mental illness is out. Peace.